Things are possible when you believe.
Just oh,
same yesterday, today. It's all new. I get excited. Let the evening light shine. Make it live. Through Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control for His glory. Now look down this prayer line. There isn't one person in that prayer line that I know. They're everyone strangers to me. All of you in that prayer line is strangers to me, and I don't know nothing about you. Your troubles or nothing. Raise up your hands. Everyone along in the prayer line. How many of the audience is strangers to me, and I don't know nothing about you? You have the same authority out there as these do. You're only singling out one person at a time. Here. Let me take this around here. Can you hear now of this lady here? Here's a man and woman meeting here. I don't know her, never seen her, she's a stranger to me, but that's a perfect stranger. I'm only asking upon the basis of that word.
Amen.
That word said the works that I do shall you do also if you believe in me. The other morning when that vision comes, again they have thousands of them. It said the never failing presence of Jesus Christ is with you wherever you go. I believe that. Amen. It all I never see them again. Here's a woman that I've never seen in my life. She's just a woman that received a prayer card. The way the boy used to know, he comes in here, takes a prayer card, and shuffles them all up together before you know. Give anybody a prayer card that wants one, wherever it is. No one knows where the line's going to start or nothing about it. That's when the boy couldn't say, come on, here, you gave me so much, I'll put you up front. Be sure that you're there. He won't believe that. Nobody knows. We just start wherever the Holy Spirit says, call, we call them out there. And I trust sometimes that against somebody, one here especially, that somebody hasn't never a stranger that I don't know. Now, if this woman standing here, she thought, see, something wrong, she may be sick, she may have somebody else sick, she may be just standing there, maybe she just thought wrong, like she said. And maybe she's just standing there trying to expose something. If she is, it's what will happen.
Amen.
You may have seen that side.
Amen.
That's it. Watching Packer out the whole day.
That's
right. So, now you just find out. See if it's right.
Amen.
Right. Now, we're not playing the church.
Right.
We're at the end time. We're on the top of the
Amen.
That's right. The Lord is coming.
Hallelujah.
I don't know her.
Amen.
He knew her before there ever was a world. He knew her.
Amen.
He knew she'd stand right there. He knew I'd stand right here, or he's intimate. Is that right? Now, if he's intimate and knew it, then he knows why the woman's standing there. Then the same God that the Jesus, when he was showing her the God in him, had talked to the woman at the well and told her something's wrong with her. We all know what it was, don't we? And she said, sir, you must be a prophet. That was her first expression. Now, we know that it's time for the Messiah to be here, which is called the Christ. And when He comes, that's going to be the thing He does. Now, if He's the same yesterday, forever, and promised by this word that I just preached that in the evening time, He would be here and do the same thing that we're looking for, aren't we?
Amen.
Looking for that resurrection, that church. Now, if He will perform to this woman the same as He did back there, that confirms the word.
Amen.
Now, raise His other hand, and each unit were strangers, one to another. I don't know, I've never seen it. So where are you out there in the Bible? Some of these people sitting along here. And I don't know Nanny, I know Miss Collins here, I'm sure of that. Sister Ben's wife. And I see brother sister down here. Brother Wright, brother sister down, brother around me. I know somebody around here, but I don't know too many of you. Hold on, not even here very much. They're coming. And we have strangers in here. And so are you just clear? I'll be a stranger to you. I profess that the evening light will come. And the evening light will be the same as the morning light. It would reveal the same mysterious fruits of God, spiritually speaking. That is God. I'm only talking to you like he did that woman, that's what I did very different. I'm saying the same thing. That's not me, it's him. But if he would reveal to me what you're standing there for, if he will reveal to me what you're there for, then you'll know that he does know all about your life. If you say something has been, see, you know whether that's right or not. Then if he knows what has been, he can tell you that. He can surely give you an example of what will be. If he can already tell you what you've done, that's good. Surely that's revealed in front of it, in back of it, for it, and all of it, next time. So will the congregation believe on me?
Amen.
I believe you believe whether they did it or not. You still believe it, but it's only clamps it down. I'm just looking at the woman, and she's becoming a woman. She's aware of being stranger than me, but just let me show you. Many of you see that picture out there, and that's not that light. That's exactly what's hanging right here between me and that woman. You see that kind of green, yellowish, green, emerald-like light, as it's called? Maybe not, that's all familiar. I just let me show you something. You see what a real sweet, humble thing. If that's right, they get their hands so deep. She can't do it just like that. Now, if it breaks in on her, I don't know. Depends on that to be God. I can't do it myself. It's God. Yes, a lady is really, by natural, would be pending an operation. She's got something that the doctor would tell her that must be operated for, but she doesn't go through that. That is it. And she is a growth. And that growth is on the right side, near the spine. Right. That's right, raise up your hand, put people. Are you believe? I don't see it.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you believe with all your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right? Now you say, maybe you guess that, brother Dan. You can guess that immediately.
No,
just understand that. It's gone from right now. Let's see this woman. She seems to be all right. Christian. Now let's see. Now this. He will tell us something else that will be, yes, here she comes right back up to you. Yes, it's a girl that the doctors would remove and it would cause her trouble, but she is going to trust Christ for it. And not only that, she isn't from around here. And she's got somebody with her, it's her husband. And he's suffering too. That's right. You believe God can come upon a little right at the name of your decision, what you want to do? Well, I'll tell you, just go eat his dinner. It's something called the
best. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
You think Christ is doing that? You're from Tennessee. Nashville. This is Dagley. Or she's going back to
Nashville. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus.
Is this the next person? You're within the prayer line? All right. Now, of course, that anointing, you're in. That's as weak as the light. I don't know why. Now, Jesus, when that little woman touched his garment, he said, I perceive that virtue went from you. Is that right? That means strength. He got weak. And if that would happen to the word itself, what would it do to just harm the word came to? What would it, if it did that to the Son of God, what would it come to me, a sinner, saved by His will? It just swings me around. But yet, I'm here for better than you.
So
that I'm a poor representative. I repent of all my sins. That if you won't look at what I am, but look who He is,
amen,
that you'll look that way. Now, I'm a stranger to you, lady. I don't know this woman to you. We're strangers to one another. That's right. Now, if the Lord Jesus, me not knowing you, you not knowing me, if the Lord Jesus will reveal something to me that you're here for, something you've done, something you ought not have done, or something that we know is here, that would be an outstanding miracle. That's something that cannot be explained. A miracle is something that cannot be explained. Anyone knows that.
Amen.
That would be an outstanding miracle. It would be more of a miracle if there was a lady sitting here in a wheelchair and had arthritis and the old showed up. I told her, get up and walk, and she'd go walking out of there. Everybody's screaming at that. But you see, actually, the power of her faith to believe this, get up and walk would be that. But to go back down and pull out a life, that's what the Lord has. That's what the Lord has. Or you is that. You know what I'm saying. Now, something happened somewhere else. I wait, it's that church on the audience. Somewhere. God, now just me, let me talk to the woman again. Just be real there and watch me. Just pray. Be praying. Why don't you pray, Lord? Let me be. Some of you people out there that won't be in prayer. Again, I speak to you. For your faith. See, if it could be did to that other woman, it can be done to you. It's your faith. See, you're the one that does it. It's not me. It's your faith in God. See, Jesus there said, well, I knew I was going to meet that woman over there. No. But when the resurrection of Lazarus comes, that's what God said. He said, oh, he's crucified. What he was. Went away, and then when he come back, he said, Lazarus, sleep. And he come back and went, raised Lazarus from the grave, called his soul ready to be gone for him. He never said he got weak there. That was God using the gift. But this, when that woman touched him, it was a woman using the gift of God. And that's the same thing here. It's you doing it. Now, on the hunt trips where the bear and where the different things and all these different things, the foretold, here told, while they come to pass just word by word, that's God. But when the people begin to use the gift of God, you become God's public servant. For you just to tap in the line. See? And then you touch him with that. And he speaks back. Now, yes, now the woman is coming into the vision. She's coming in and the vision's moving in. Looks like you can see that around you. The woman is sick. She's really sick. She's suffering, one thing, the stomach trouble awful bad. Raise up your hand, Esther. And you have complications with her. That's good. You also have someone with you. It's your husband and he's sick. If God will reveal to me that your husband, what's wrong with him? Will you believe in me, his prophet? The man is bothered with his eyes and his ears and he's in a very bad condition. Do you believe God knows who you are? Would you believe me to be his prophet, his seer, if I tell you who you are? You live it, Mrs. Robertson, and you're from Crookston. That's Alabama. You turn back to your husband.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Is your next person here? All right, sir. I suppose that we're strangers one to another, sir. If Jesus came to a man named Simon, told him about his condition, and it made Simon go and believe with all his heart, would he cause you to do the same thing? It would. Well, we need strangers. Now, God is no different between male or female. He's just the same God. And do you, will you believe that that feeling that's around you now? that God will be able to reveal to you through me, His servant, that something that you're here for, something's wrong with your water, it is, you're going to the truth tonight. All right? Amen. A man is coming into a vision. The vision is coming into the man. He is not here for sickness. He's here seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's what he's seeking. That is right, sir. Yes, sir. And you're not from here. You're from up the road here, a place called Seymour, Indiana. That's where you're from. They call you Dale. They only turn back to receive the Holy Ghost. You believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives, and you believe it's His permitting this to happen like this, you believe it? How many have we had? Yeah, I don't want to get too weak. All right? No. It's not that you're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. And that somebody else isn't here. If I tell you what's the matter with that somebody else, will you accept the healing and take and believe it's a cancer? You believe that we heal? And go.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you believe all
of
this?
Hallelujah.
Do you have the anointing of the Holy
Spirit? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Isn't he
wonderful?
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. How many we have? These are two or three as a confirmation. I'll say four. Is this the fifth one standing here? All right. Let us believe with all our heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're here for that baby. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with your baby, would you believe that God will heal? The little fellow has a serious heart trouble. That is right. The baby's not from here. It's from out of town. It's out of state. You believe God can come to the baby come from? Would you believe that baby will get well then? Take it back to Franklin.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may death leave and life come.
They shall lay their hands on the sick, they shall. Want to go eat? Can you make it feel better?
Go ahead.
Did that mean that trouble's going to leave you?
All right.
How do you do, sir? All that devil. Just a moment. Something went wrong. Something didn't go wrong, went right. Now there's something in your center that caught that man just at that time. Let me see again how it got. Just look at me, don't you? Sitting right back here looking at me. It's his, he's got someone that's sick. That's right. Asthmatic and sinus. That's right. You touched me. You're not from here, sir. You come from the east, northeast this way. You come from New York. That's right. You're Mr. Hunt, you believe me? Well, that's your friend sitting there by you, praying. You believe me, sir, to be God's prophet? You come here with me. Your name is Coleman.
Hallelujah!
You're praying for a father.
Yes!
That's the Sunday.
Thank you. How many sick is in the room? Raise up your hands with your heads bowed. Say, I want God to remember me in prayer all around everywhere. How many knows that I'm a stranger to you? Raise up your hands. And know, and I don't know you. It's just everywhere. Now be reverent. Pray just a moment. I'm now believing in what? As Samson did, reach around there and feel those locks. When I was standing here fixing to say, let the people just pass by and get this ministers down here to lay hands on them, something struck me. I saw a vision move over the audience. Then I know them locks are still there. His promise is still here. You pray and see if he isn't the same God. Then if he's here in our midst this afternoon, can't you be persistent with your faith to believe in God? Amen. Now just pray. Ask God to bless you. Do like that woman that touched the hem of his garment. Look how persistent she was. She thought, if I can only touch his garment, I'll be made well. I believe that that man is the truth. No matter what the priests are saying, I believe that he's that Galilean prophet, and I believe it. And she said, if I can touch his garment, I'll be made well. Now, he's still that same high priest. The Bible said so, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. If you're real, real sick now, why don't you just, by faith, break beyond them sound bearers of the world. Them sound bearers that say, there's no such a thing. The days of miracles is past. There's no such a thing. Won't you break beyond that where he can be free and touch his garment? And if he promised in the Bible that we would do the same thing he did and I brought the right message to you that he is the same, then let him work it. He promised it. Just like the Syrophoenician woman, I'm standing here this afternoon because he promised it. You sat there. He promised it. And don't let no devil or no doubt stand in your way. And he'll grant it. He'll break right through those barriers and pick you up. You believe it. If the Lord should speak to me and tell me up on a bunch of strangers something that you know, it'd be a vital evidence, a proof of the Bible that he's here with you. Then could you go home and be persistent saying, praise God. Could you do like that little Syrophoenician woman? She knew she was going back to find that baby all right. Yes, sir. She knew it would be so. You just have faith. Believe. Now, I wasn't aiming to do this. I preached on something else, you see. I was going to make an altar call. And when I made the short altar call, then something moved to this. Let's start across. I can't find the one place in the building. I got to start from one side. I'll start from the right and go across to the left. Now, have you got time? Say amen. All right, then sit quiet just a minute, everyone. Don't move around. Just be ready. See, it disturbs, you see. Now, somebody up and down in these rows in here somewhere, you just believe with all your heart and say, Lord, I truly believe with all that's in me, I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here. I believe that God made the promise and God will do just exactly what he promised. The man sitting here, looking right at me, sitting in the second person, wearing a brown suit. He's trouble with an eye trouble. I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. You might know me. I don't know you. That's true, isn't it? Someone might say the man's wearing glasses. That's not his trouble. It's trouble, all right, but he's a man old enough to wear glasses. It's a growth on his eye. That is right. It's on your right eye. That is right. You're a member of the Philadelphian church. It's true. You believe, and that growth will leave your eye. Now, if that's true, what was said, raise up your hand. What did he touch? That same one that makes you cry and praise God and shout. See? That's it. The same one. Right straight back behind him, that blinding spirit was there. Right back behind him is a woman looking at me. Let's see, about 1, 2, 3, 4 sitting in there. She's got eye trouble too. She'll believe with all her heart, the thing will leave her. Right. The lady sitting right back behind there also with that bladder trouble. Will you believe that God will heal you with the bladder trouble? She's wearing glasses. She's got a pink looking dress on. That's it. I'm a stranger to you. Is that right, lady? If them things are true, raise up your hand. Sorry. It has left you. Your faith has made you whole. Have faith in God. What about somebody in this aisle in here? You believe? Just have faith. That's all you have to do. This lady sitting right here with flowers on her hat, sitting right back there, arthritis. You believe with all your heart? Yes. You, lady, yes. Kind of gray in hair with white dress on. All right, you. Point your finger down. It's left you. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you. But Christ does know you. That was right, wasn't it? All right. Have faith in God. You believe Him now? That man sitting way back there. Don't you see that light over him? He's praying for someone. It isn't him. He's praying for some woman. It's his wife. She's got low blood pressure. His name is Mr. Mark. Have faith, sir. I don't know the man. I've never seen him in my life. God knows that's right. If that's so, sir, raise up your hand. Believe with all your heart. It'll be done. You believe? What about over in this way? What about some of you all? Have faith. I see a colored lady sitting right down here. It really isn't her. Yes, she's praying for somebody she brought here. She went to a hospital and got somebody. It's the man sitting on the end. The man really doesn't know what's wrong with him. But if God doesn't heal him, he's got to die. You brought him to the hospital here. That's right. Kind of even hurt his mind. That is right. It's true. And you, that you believe me to be God's prophet? I'm a stranger to you. Is that right? You're just a stranger. Come in here. All right. If you believe with all your heart, you've got something you want to pray for too. That's a growth. And that growth is on your right leg. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now believe. That colored lady sitting second from her there with the hat on, that lady's suffering with a nervous condition. As soon as I said that about her, she knowed about it and raised her faith. If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. You believe it? That white man sitting right behind the colored man there has got his hands up. He's praying for a friend of his that's got cancer, dying, and the man's not here and you're praying for him. You started praying as soon as I made that mention. If that's right, wave your hand like this. Believe and you shall have what you've asked for. Can you be persistent? The Holy Spirit's crossed the whole building showing you that He loves you. Do you believe? Are you persistent? Perseverant? How many believe for your healing now? While His presence here, that's Him. You've broke in now. We've got Him in our presence. Raise up your hands. Lady, you sitting there with them crutches laying under there. What are you using them for? Throw the things away or let them lay there and go on, go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believing? I'm just watching things happen to you. Are you believing? Put your hands over on one another. Just put your hands on one another now, every one of you. Now when you get ready to leave, get out of there, get out of your chairs, everything else, just believe. Can't you break through that barrier of unbelief? How dense can we get to be, friends? Can't you see that Jesus Christ is right here now, has done more for us in this meeting than He recorded in the Bible that He ever done? Do you believe? Lord, I believe. Oh. A woman praying. It's a pastor's wife. She's got a kidney condition. Her name is Mrs. Miguel. Believe with all your heart you can go home and be made well. Lord, I believe. Don't worry about that church condition. It's going to clear up also. Lord, I believe. Oh, people, Lord, persistent, stand up! I believe, oh Lord, I believe, oh Lord, I believe, all things are possible, oh Lord. Raise up your hands, and if things going to leave me, I've got the faith right now. It's worth me. I believe it. Ye first of ye. From the bottom of your heart. Do you believe just like that little Greek woman did? Lord, I'm in your presence. I receive your word of promise into my heart. And just as that woman believed that her daughter would be well, I believe that I am well in every request that I've made. It's mine now. Do you believe it? Raise your hands to God. I give you my hand of promise. I believe it with all my heart. And from this hour on, I'm going to be persistent as I can be. I'm healed by His stripes and His promise. My faith takes a hold of God's Word and I am healed. Do you believe it? My faith looks up to Thee. The depths of your heart, from the innermost being that you know anything about, the very soul that controls you. You who raised your hand a while ago when I asked for that altar call and you wanted Christ to come into you to make you a real persistent no-soul Christian, do you now believe that you possess what you ask for? If you do, raise up your hand to God. All over the building, look at the hands, mine. Everyone that was sick, and without any hesitation, like the Ethiopian, or not the Ethiopian woman, but the Syrophoenician woman, that believed with all of her heart that she'd find her daughter well, and she did. Believe that the disease or the trouble, whatever was wrong with you, that in the presence of Christ this afternoon, as He's blessed us by coming in here with us, you believe that you have faith in His promised word of His being together with us, and ask what you will, it shall be given. And you've asked and you see His sign. You truly believe that it's not some creed, some hope, some denominational, some soothsayer, some fortune teller, but you believe it's your Savior, Jesus Christ, working in you and giving you faith to believe it. Raise your hand, say, I accept it and I believe it with all my heart. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in.
In Memphis one day, you've heard me tell it, I guess. I just thought of it. I was trying to sing that little song. The airplane had stopped. The storm came up the night before. I was coming from over Dallas, Texas, and stopped at Memphis. Storm brought it down. They put me up in a big hotel. Told me the next morning they'd call me at 7 o'clock. I was going to mail some mail real early, about 5 o'clock. I didn't sleep too much. On the road down, the Holy Spirit said, turn and go back the other way. I walked a little farther, and there's some reels and guns and things sitting in the shop. Big old Irish cop standing there. I walked over this reels and looking up and down. I thought, he quit looking at me. I said, Lord, is that you? Would you be sons of God or led in the Spirit of God?
Amen!
To turn and go back the other way. I just started and went back. I went across, went way down south Memphis there. Got amongst where the colored people live. And I was going along there. I thought, my, look at my watch. The time was plainly. Something kept saying, going on. Something was up big, you know. I was going along there. And directly I looked, hanging out over a little gate. And there stood a typical colored sister. Looked like one of these angel mamas with fat cheeks hanging there. Tears was running down her cheeks and said, good morning, parson. Good morning. I said, Auntie, how did you know I was a parson? Now, down the south, that's what a minister's called. I said, how did you know I was a parson? She said, ah, I knew you was. There'd be one thing I just missed. She said, you were supposed to have on a little gray suit and a little hat put on the side of your head. Said, but where's that briefcase you had? I just said, come on. I said, left it in the hotel. She said, I knowed you was coming. I said, my name's Branham, as you know. I said, no, sir. I said, Parson Branham, I don't know him. She said, but did you ever hear in the Bible about that Shunammite woman? I said, yes. I said, you know, she had a baby. She's too old to have a baby, and yet she had one. And said, Elijah, that prophet, went and told her about that baby, because she was kind to this prophet. I said, yes, I know the story very well, Andy. She said, well, I was that kind of woman. And she said, I prayed to the Lord, me and my husband, to give us a child. I said, I'd raise him like she did. And said, he gave us a fine boy. And said, but my boy took the wrong road. Said, got amongst sinners and so forth, and went the way of the sin. And said, he's laying in there dying. He caught a venereal disease. And said, he's in there dying. And said, we didn't know it. We Christians here. And said, it went so long that it turned into a syphilitic. And said, he's dying. And said, the doctor had come and said, if they couldn't do nothing for him, his blood was 4+, and they'd give him silver sand, 6 off 6, and mercury and everything, if it didn't do no good. And it was too far advanced, got even holes in his heart. And said, he's dying. And she said, I just couldn't, parson, stand to see my baby die. Said, his father went on to work this morning. We said, all night long I was up. And I prayed, I said, Lord God, said, you're the same God as back in the days of Elijah. And said, now, I was the kind of woman she was, and you give me my baby here, and said, he's took the wrong road, Lord, but I've washed overboard and tried to serve you and went to your church and listened to your parsons and said, I tried and done everything I was told to do. She said, I don't want to see my baby die like that. She said, and I said, Lord, what can I do? He said, I fell asleep, and I dreamed, I seen you coming down the street. When I woke up, he said, go out there and stand at the gate. And her back was still wet. She had a man's shirt tied around her head. And I looked down there. I looked at her. Oh, my. She said, won't you come in? Oh, my. I opened that old gate back, the little plow horn hanging there for gate weights, you know what they are. And it went on the inside. I've been in King's Palaces, you know, but never was any more welcome than I was in that little colored house that morning. Little old floor, no, that little iron bed stood there. poor, but laying on the bed was a great big fine-looking boy, looked to be about 190 pounds, just long and husky. He had the sheet in his hand, or the little thing on, going, I said, good morning, sir. Oh, she said, Parson, he hasn't known nothing for 3 or 4 days. Said, he thinks he's out in the ocean or some big place that he's caught by being dark, and he's in a boat and he can't find his way back. And he said, that's what breaks my heart. Said, if I could just hear him say he was saved. I said, Auntie, I pray for the sick. She wasn't interested in that. She wants to see that boy saved. That's what she wants to see. That boy saved. She wants to see him again on the other side of that. She said, now, he took the wrong road. Won't you pray for him? I said, well, let's pray. I said, well, let's pray. So we got out. I said, Auntie, you pray first. Oh, my. When that dear old saint went to praying, it wasn't something new with her. She talked to him like she talked to him before. I just felt chills run all over me like that. I thought, oh, God, how did you ever leave me down here like this? And I thought, oh, God, you're so wonderful. I watched her. I raised up and watched her. She tears on now. She said, Lord, here I am. Said, I prayed, and you gave me a dream and said this Carson was coming. And I waited right there. I believe God works on both ends of the line. That's why I couldn't go around. But I waited right here till he comes. And so now here he is. Said, Lord, if I can just hear my baby say, I'm saved. Said, it'll be all right. And she prayed, and then she stopped praying. Said, amen. She said, would you pray, Carson? I said, yes, ma'am, sister. I put my hand over on his feet cold. She raised over and wiped the tears off her cheeks like that. She kissed him on the cheek. No matter if he is in disgrace, she said, Mama's baby. Now see, that no matter what he was, it's still her baby. No matter, see, that's it. You think of a mother's love. Now, but God said a mother might forget her baby, but I can't forget you. And your name's engraved on the palms of my hands. He loves you. Don't worry, if you're taking his word, just keep on. She knelt back down. I put my hands on his feet. He kept saying, it's dark in here. Dark in here. Oh, Mama. I said, can't you talk to him? No, he don't know where he's at. I said, he's just been going like that for days. I said, Heavenly Father, I don't understand. But why that plane come down? Now I'm too late. I won't catch it. And here, you had me come down this way, and this sister standing out here, this little humble house. I come here. I don't know why I'm here, Lord. I just kept on following. He said, oh, Mama.
Hallelujah.
I said, I listened a little bit. She said, yes, honey, the Mama is sitting live in the room.
Hallelujah. All right.
About a year after that, I was going through the Phoenix. I come on a train. You know how sandwiches are on trains? So high and little bitty things. So we pulled into Memphis, and I jumped off getting a sack full of hamburgers and blast me, so I got about the Phoenix. And so it would be that day and that night, and I could get them there for about 15 cents a piece. You know, and I'd go get me a sack full of hamburgers, and I went to get me run down. I kind of heard somebody, hello there, Parson Branham. I looked over that little red jack stand over there. I said, hello there. How are you, brother? Kept on. He said, wait a minute. I said, well, don't you know me? And I said, no, I don't believe I do, brother. He said, you remember one time, said, you come down to my house and said, my Mama is standing out that gate waiting down there over here and stuff. I said, you're not that boy. He said, yes, I am. He said, I healed. Said, the doctor done said, I was well. He said, over there, but I'm saved now. What is it? Listen, friend. God works on both ends of the line. That same God who can say to that woman, that Shunammite, the same God who can speak and say to that woman at the well, go get your husband. That same woman could touch his garment to turn him around in that midst of that people. He's God. Let me show you something. I've noticed some colored people back there in the back of believing. Two or three brothers sitting here. I don't say this now. See, but look at any grace of God, not to the potentates and monarchs, but to a poor, illiterate, colored woman living in a little hut down there. The grace of God that could hold that plane down there. And listen, after I left the house, I went out and caught a cab to go back. I was about 2.5 hours late. And I said, drive me over to the cab station, but the airport. I said, I've got to catch a plane when I can. Now, I was back there right after the war, and you couldn't hardly get a plane. When I walked in, got inside, I said, last call, Louisville, Kentucky. I said, God, for the faith of that woman that maybe didn't go her ABC. Yes, she knew her ABC. Always believe Christ. For that woman, poor, illiterate, woman hardly but where the mate Neil was coming from. But her sincerity to the God that she loved could drown that plane and hold that plane. So the prayer of faith was prayed over her boy. He could take a man. Moving, so I couldn't go up the plane. The Spirit of God turning you around. No matter how you try to go, it turns you back. You get God in you, brother. You can't walk that other road. It turns you around. Up that plane there for that. That's the same God that's in this building, man. You believe it? Put on the full armor of God. You believe him? Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. How many Christians in here raise your hand and say this? I'll never forsake him. I'll never forsake him. I'll never forsake him. Be light in the evening time. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. The bride tree has come up at Pentecost. There's a tree that David saw. It's planted with a river of waters. One river, the Holy Spirit. All these waters flowing into gifts, spiritual gifts, flowing into it. Its leaves can't wither. It'll bring forth its fruit. Is that right? Remember, it'll bring forth fruit in its season. That perfect tree, Christ, came. And when he came, what happened? They cut him down. And put him on, maybe I've this here, I got something here again, I think it right here, brother. They cut him down, hung him on a Roman tree. But he raised up again. That's right. He's here today. That's right. When he was here on earth, he stood and looked out upon the audience. A little woman passed by one day when he was going through a crowd of people. They said that the doctors of that day, the philosophers and priests said, he's a telepathist. He's Beelzebub, the fortune teller. They still live. The Spirit does. But the Spirit of God still lives too. He's coming for his bride. The worst that I do shall you also. Yeah. How many people here are sick that don't know me and know what I don't know nothing about you? Raise up your hand. All around the world. Just everywhere. If this comes to a person from Jeffersonville or somebody that I know, forget it. Get away from them. Hold your hand up and say no. Get away. I haven't had... I just see his presence. I know he's here. Listen. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. See? What was it? A time like in Sodom. Look at perversion like it was in Sodom, the sin of Sodom. Look at this nation. Look at other nations. I was reading a newspaper here some time ago in Los Angeles. It's increased 40% last year. Sodomite. Why women has exposed themselves and such to the natural source of man's been changed. Sodomite was the days of Sodom. Look, when Lot, the righteous man, and his family was down there, he become mayor of the city or set in the gate as a judge, great intellectual, but the sins vexed his righteous soul each day. One day just before the end time, Abraham, the elected church, was called out. It didn't go in Sodom, it was out of Sodom. I watch the three classes of people always. There's always a believer, a make-believer, and an unbeliever. amongst the people. That's Abraham, Lot, and the Sodomite. Now watch, each had a message. The three angels came to Abraham, the church elected. Two of them went down to Sodom and brought out Lot, his wife and daughter. She turned around. Sodomites burned. Two of them, a modern Billy Graham, the oil robbers. His messages went out into Sodom, preaching the word, blinding them with the word. They disbelieve the word, you are blind. But the preaching of the gospel blinds the unbeliever. And that's what Billy Graham and those great evangelists are doing, blinding. But there was one that stayed with Abraham, the elect. He gave him a sign. You remember, he had been Abram a day before that, or two. Sarah been S-A-R-R-A. But now it's A-B-R-H-A-M and S-A-R-A-H. So this one sitting there, the speaker, he said, Abraham, where is your wife Sarah, princess? Said, she's in the tent, and the tent was behind the angel. He said, Abraham, now remember, Sarah was 90 and Abraham 100, 99. He said, I'm going to visit you. I, personal pronoun there. I'm going to visit you according to the time of life, the promise that I told you. In other words, Sarah's going to bring this baby. And she laughed in the tent. See, she's old. She said, me have pleasure with my Lord, Abraham, her husband. And said, he's old too. While she, as husband and wife, maybe they hadn't been husband and wife for 20 years. See, she's that old, it's past. Said, me, and she laughed. And the angel with his back turned. So why did Sarah laugh? What about, is that telepathy? Why did Sarah laugh? Sarah ran out and said, I didn't. Of course, she's scared. She said, yes, you did. She'd have perished right there if it wouldn't have been for Abraham, her husband. She's a part of it. And the church would perish right now if it wasn't a part of Christ. For somebody. Can't do it. He can't take Sarah on account of Abraham. He can't take the church on account of Christ. The blood's still there. That's right, part of it. Now, notice, Jesus, and watch what he called this man. Lot, them angels led Lot out. Watch, Abraham went out to worship with this angel, and he called him Elohim. What was it? That man eat a veal chops, a lamb, or a calf, and drink milk, and eat bread, probably cornmeal, maybe the whole cakes, I don't know, earth, the Sarah made. And eat bread, drink milk from the cow, and eat the cow's calf. That's right. And stand there, Abraham. And Abraham called him Elohim. He ought to know him. He's the one talking to him. See if that is right. Elohim. Capital L-O-R-D, same as the beginning. What was it? Jesus said, as it was the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Elohim. The Word. In the beginning, will be manifested in human flesh like it was there.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Tell him! Not I was, I am.
Amen.
He's here tonight.
Yes.
Same way. You believe it?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
If somebody in this building, and I know not, if the Holy Spirit, if you just, how many believe that that woman touched Jesus, not physically, but her faith touched him?
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah. Garment, sure. Blind Bartimaeus, the same thing. See, your face stopped him.
Yeah.
I want to preach for you, then Jesus stood still. And I'm the Lord's willing. This big garment, Palestinian garment, she pressed through this little weak woman and touched his garment. She said, if I can do it. And all of a sudden, a rabbi, a prophet, deceiver, whatever more this calling, you know, mixed multitude. So he's going along there and he said, stop, said, who touched me? Who touched me? Said, somebody touched me. He said, oh, everybody's touched me. Peter rebuked him. He said, my, man of your caliber, and say, who touched me? He said, but I perceived that I got weak. Virtue went from me. He looked over the crowd, and he found the little woman. And he said, thy faith has saved thee. Now, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ, right now, is a high priest. Right?
Amen.
That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Is that right? A high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. How would he act if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Act the same way he did then. If he's the same high priest. The Bible said he's the same. You believe it? Well, then you can't bypass the Word. The Word said so. Now, have you enough faith to touch Him? If you can touch Him, then I'll yield myself to Him. And let Him use me and use you to bring faith to the rest of the audience. That's a challenge, isn't it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Would you strengthen your faith to see that Elohim, not you, not me, but Him. What is it? The Word. What is it? The protection, the armament, the armor of God, the Word of God made manifest in human flesh. Your flesh, my flesh, to see the works of God. Amen. I believe it. Heavenly Father, maybe I did wrong. Maybe I made a wrong challenge. If I have, Lord, you forgive me. I didn't mean to do it. But it seems like it's something leads me to do it. And if that's true, Father, which I'm sure it is, make yourself known. So the people know these things that I speak, being yet uneducated, yet they're true. They're your word. Grand Father. Hear that? Remember when the army was coming up one time, and the Spirit of God fell upon a man and told him how to go down there and set in the way, and how they would beat that army. And they did it. All I believe was David, wasn't it? Was this one of them? And the Spirit fell upon one of the men and told him how to escape. For what that said to Stephen was, seek me. He is the Word. Stay with the Word. The Word promises it. Now what am I trying to do? Take God to His Word. I know some of you people here, but you pray. If it comes over any of you people that I know, please, the people from Jeffersonville around, I know, don't pray. Just let it go this time. Let it be people that I don't know. See, you just pray for me. I need you. Just a moment. Quickly, it comes. Your reverend, there's a little lady sitting over here to my right. Got a handshake up to her mouth. We're strangers to one another, I suppose. I don't know you. He knows you. All right, there's a woman that's in contact with God that I don't know. She don't know me, and I don't know her. But the Holy Spirit knows us both. Now, you was praying for something. If the Holy Spirit will reveal to you what you were praying for, like we did to the woman, my blood is you, see. Would you believe you'd be free? It's a spiritual problem that's bothering you. Isn't that right? If it is, wave up that hand. Mm-hmm. It won't bother you no more. You believe God knows who you are? Would that help you? Mildred Rose. Have faith in God. Amen. You just believe. You're not from here even. You're from Stockholm. It's true. Just have faith. Don't doubt. I struck the lady sitting right behind her. She also is a stranger to me. But God knows both of us. You're in trouble. There's a dark shadow over the woman. I don't know her. She's a stranger. The next lady says, your hands up like this. But yes. Do you believe God can reveal to me what your trouble is? Would you believe me to be His prophet or His servant? You would? Yours is a nervous condition. That's right. That's right. Raise up your hand. It won't bother you no more now. Your faith is saving. You are from this country. You're from a place called Fayetteville. That's right. You believe me to be His prophet? You believe God can tell me who you are? Mrs. Harrison, then you can go home and be made well. You believe? Here sits a lady standing right here looking at me. I'm a stranger to this woman. You're a stranger to me, sister? All right. You believe me as His prophet or His servant? You believe him? If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, do you believe with all your heart? You have lots of things wrong with you. You have high blood pressure for one thing. You have heart trouble for another thing. You're almost in a nervous breakdown for another. And you're praying to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is true. If that's right, raise up your hand, sir. You believe God knows you? All right, sir. Miss Jackson? All right. The phone will be made well.
Amen.
There's just a little lady sitting up here crying. She's kind of heavy set, got her hair done up like this and wearing a white dress. Sitting right up there. I'm a stranger. You're praying for something. That's right. The little lady there. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you. God knows you. You believe me to be his spirit or his servant? You believe that with all your heart? You want to go back to Charlotte and he made well? Mrs. Hines? And you're wanting a baby, aren't you? You believe it with all your heart, you had your baby, right? You believe with all your heart? How many of you believe? One of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you glad of it? Oh my, what is it? The Holy Spirit! It's here with you. There it is again. Let's just believe. Take hold of one another's hand. Take a contact. Hold one another's hand. Just so that you'll know that the Holy Spirit's here. Now listen, friends. There's not a person in here that's got any spiritual understanding but what knows now that a little strange feeling's going through them.
Yeah.
What is that? That's the Word of God. That's God in the form of Spirit, the Word. The Word, God fortifying you, you see? Don't disbelieve now. Believe. I seen a man that's healed back there with prostate trouble. God bless you, brother. Diabetes, that lady. Forget about it. Go on. You're well. That's just going everywhere all over the building. You believe? Now, the Bible said, listen, the same Bible promises the works that I do should do also. This is what he did. Well, the same Bible says this, that if they, these signs shall follow them that believe, if they lay their hands, you are all believers. You got your hands on one another.
Yeah.
If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we know that Satan is defeated.
Wow.
Our great chief captain, Jesus Christ, is present.
Yeah.
Here's his word made manifest. It's made manifest by the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Ghost working in us. The same Holy Ghost who brought us down Pentecostal fire, brought us down Pentecostal tongues, brought us down Pentecostal interpretation, said in the church, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and here this big convention going on where teachers, evangelists, and gifts are operating everywhere. We see you, Lord. We know we're at the end time, and the people need strength. Satan is charging at them. And I'm putting the Word of God in their hands right now, in their hearts. We defeat Satan with this Word. Come out of these people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at their hands. Look at their hands. Satan, you're defeated. Leave them in Jesus' name. Come out.
And they're worthy
by the living God. I love him. Your hands up and say,